prepare yourself. You're about to listen to Super Gamescast 64 with your host, Trey Mitchell, and your other hosts, Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, failure!
What is up, everybody, and welcome to a Super Gamescast Lite, where Austin and I will be your hosts, and we will guide you through Trey's tier list as we give our opinions on all of the games that Trey played last year and how he ranked them. Austin, are you ready?
I'm ready. So he made this tier list, which he talked about for weeks. I think he did it on a stream.
He did indeed.
He presented it to us, and it's awful. Everything's all mashed around. Everything's not where it should be. So we're going to go through with a fine-tooth comb, and we are going to re-rank this where we feel everything should be.
That is correct. So I think, first off, we have to talk about the fact that Trey couldn't even give any of these games F tier. He decided to go with no F tier. He's being too nice, and went double S tier instead. Thoughts?
Super weird. Again, like I said on the regular show the other day, I think the S and double S thing is dumb. Let's just start at A and go down the alphabet from there. And maybe we should just limit it to 5 tiers. Maybe there's too many.
Yeah, maybe if the game's not good enough, it doesn't make your tier list at all.
Yeah.
It's not even worth mentioning. But
so the bottom tier is D. So should we just start there and work our way up?
Let's do it. Okay. So the first game we have in the D tier list would be God of War. Trey really hated this.
Now, which one is this?
This is God of War 1. This is the one
the
that I... Yeah, I stayed up with Trey until like 2 a.m. to watch him finish the game.
Okay.
This is the point where I believe he screamed at me and Tim K at 1 o'clock because he was not having a good time.
Like, is that recorded somewhere?
It probably is recorded still somewhere.
He's
failing this one mission over and over and over, and then Tim is like, "Why don't you just get good?" And I'm like, "Yeah, Trey, why don't you just get good?" And then he just like hauls off and just screams at us.
Oh my god, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, this is definitely a D tier though. It probably should be F tier if we're being honest.
It's bad.
It doesn't hold up.
Okay.
It doesn't hold up.
Well, you've played that, so I have no words on it. I will agree. Next is Fall Guys, which is ridiculous that it's in D tier. It's a very good game. Have you played it?
I have played a couple of rounds of it.
Okay. It may have fallen off because it got taken over by Among Us, but I think Trey, he loves to ride a trend wave here. And the Fall Guys bashing was real, real big when he made this, and so he put it at the bottom. I don't think it deserves to be there. It's a good game.
Where would the most accurate, which is what we'll call our fake tier list that we're making in audio form, where does this one fall?
If we're using Trey's system to make our list, I'm going to put this in B. It's fun. It's not world-changing, but in no world is it bad.
Okay. The next game on this list that is also in D tier is Maneater, which, boy, is that disappointing.
Is it? I've not played it.
I just mean in general the fact that it probably deserves to be in D tier, but I don't remember being as hyped for a game where you play as a shark as ever. Like, I was so prepared for it.
Okay, so Maneater probably rightfully placed, or should it even be on the list at all?
If we were an F tier, this might be an F tier. This is a over-promise, way under-deliver.
Yeah, because I know Trey wanted to include every game he played this year on here, so we'll add an F tier for stuff that shouldn't be on the list, but since Trey wants to include it all, it's there, but it's in its own shitty tier.
Yeah, we're going to get to a couple where he ranked them based on the fact that he's only played them a little bit, which he docked games points for.
Well, that sounds like it's on him.
I agree with you.
It's his tier list.
But that is all of D tier. So we're going to move up to C tier.
Okay.
We have God of War 2. He put in C tier. He did not have a good time with the God of War games. He did not like them. He also didn't realize how much of a delay he had between his actual console and the stream until about halfway through God of War 2.
Oh, no.
So he would, like, try to hit the buttons, and it was like if your grandfather tried to do a QuickTime event, that's what was happening. And so he would just fail every QuickTime event, and he would get so pissed, and then he realized, well, oh, actually, I have a delay on the Elgato.
Oh, God, so I wonder if he could have enjoyed God of War 1 much more.
It's possible. We should have him go back and do it.
He should probably redo the whole thing.
Just as an exercise.
So next in C is Halo 4, which is not super great, but as it's aged, people have really started to love it, and it's been moved up. I think it probably belongs here. I played it again for like the third or fourth time with Trey a few months ago, and it was not as good as I remembered. But it's certainly not as bad as Halo 5. So I think Halo 4 should be up in B tier.
Okay.
And then next is Halo 5, which is not good. It's really convoluted. You barely play as Master Chief, and the story is unfollowable. And the only thing keeping it out of D tier probably is it's a beautiful game. It's a really good-looking game. But Trey and I just plowed through that one because it wasn't great. So it's appropriately placed in C tier.
Next, we have Call of Duty Warzone, which, number one, I didn't know Trey had ever played it because he's not mentioned it once on any of our podcasts.
Was this a Mike Soroy thing? Did he play with Soroy at some point?
He had to have either played with Mike Soroy or some of his frat brothers.
Oh, yeah. I think it was frat brothers. I vaguely remember him mentioning this now.
But he put it at C tier. I can't speak to it. Austin, can you?
I've heard it's not bad, but I mean, it is just their yearly thing they pump out, so it probably deserves to be there.
Fair enough. We'll leave it in C tier.
All right.
Mass Effect 1 absolutely deserves C tier. Hopefully this will change once the new Mass Effect trilogy comes out in March, allegedly. But this one's it's really old. Trey got stuck in the textures at least 3 or 4 times.
Is it real clunky?
He fell through the world. He got stuck in a texture after not saving for like 20 minutes, and the save states this game are bad, and so he had to replay it. And then he got trapped in a death loop of getting rocket launched in the face.
Oh, God.
A lot of rough stuff in that one, so it probably deserves to be here in terms of gameplay right now.
Fair enough. Lastly in C tier is Cyberpunk, and I've only really played those few hours that I played it when I first got it, but seeing everything and hearing everything and seeing how empty it is, I think it probably deserves to be here.
I think it should probably be lower than this, if we're being honest.
I'm surprised Trey didn't put it lower the amount that he bashes on it.
Okay, so I think he didn't put it lower because he has, quote, only played a little bit of it.
Okay, that's fair.
So it's like, I've watched this movie partially that I know is terrible, and I stopped watching it, but I also haven't finished it, so it could have gotten good, I guess. That seems to be the thought process here.
And that rounds out C tier, which is the second to last. And then we move into what looks like
the meatiest.
Yeah, the meatiest. Oh, no, A looks like it is the most. This is the second meatiest tier at B. And we'll start with Uncharted
Lost Legacies.
Lost Legacies? I don't know. It's a Trey game. Have you played it?
I have not. He gave me all the Uncharted games, but I believe this one is here because it is... it's a standalone game, but it's not as long as the previous games, nor does it star the current... Or, like, nor does it star the protagonist of the other three, or the four.
Okay. Uncharted always just seems like a very mediocre... middling franchise to me, so
it honestly just seems like a game that you watch.
Yeah, it seems like it's appropriately placed.
Infamous Second Son is probably the least of the Infamous games, which is actually okay because the other ones are pretty fun. I actually streamed this with Trey at the very end when he was like incredibly overpowered and destroying people. It looked like it was fun. It probably wouldn't be higher than B. I think the best Infamous game is probably an A tier game, okay. But it's like a lower A tier. So I would say B is appropriate for Infamous Second Son.
Okay, that's fair. Next is the Final Fantasy VII. Is that the remake or is that just Final
this
Fantasy?
This is the remake, which okay. JRPGs, that's F tier for me.
Yeah, that's pretty low. I watched Trey play this for a little bit. It looked really good, like graphically, but it looked really dumb and very 90s Japanese. And which I know Trey was getting really... Say again?
I was going to say, which is why he put it in B tier, because he loves that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a big 90s Japanese boy.
He was getting pretty frustrated, it seemed like, playing this. But he made it the whole way through, and I guess he ended up not enjoying it, so that's probably pretty appropriately placed.
Do you think that some of these lose points because he played them on stream, so he didn't really enjoy them as much as he'd like to?
I bet so. I bet if he had sat down and kind of focused on what he was doing, that he would have found some newfound appreciation in a lot of these.
How about Untitled Goose Game at B tier? Austin, do you agree with that?
It's hard to say, because for what it is... just like a cheap, fun indie game. I think it does that really well. I mean, I know people who don't play games who are like playing that. I would move it up to A or even S maybe because of the expectations you have with it. I don't think it deserves to be in B necessarily.
What if I told you that Trey was high off his balls while he's playing this game?
There you go. He's
and he was he was completely unable to grasp what the game was requesting him to do.
Games like that, Trey is usually not the best at, and I can imagine him being high off his balls would make that a challenging...
Lot of yelling on that stream as well.
So Trey needs to replay all the games on this tier sober and on his own, not streaming.
That's probably a good idea. The next one is some Metal Gear Solid game. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably fine in beer. Why do I keep saying that?
Why do you keep saying it? Because that's what Trey would rank it as beer tier.
After that, is that the new God of War?
No, that is the third God of War. That would be God of War 3.
Okay, how did that one go?
That one went much better than the other two. I think Trey had a much better time with it. It's a better game overall, easier to follow. It's a culmination of a story, and there's really huge set pieces. It's like one of the first huge games, very cinematic games for the PS3, and it did that really well. And this is the remake on PS4, which looked even prettier.
Okay. Does it deserve to be in B?
Yes, I think that's totally fair. Honestly, I think most of these things we're going to agree with until we get to S and double S tier.
Yeah, yes. Next is Halo Reach, which I've only played once. I played it last summer. Well, I guess two summers ago now. And it was pretty good. I don't know if it deserves B tier. Maybe should go in A, but B is probably a good spot for it. Trey seemed to enjoy it, so.
Carrion, a game that Trey played like 30 minutes of.
Okay, strike it from the list.
Has made B tier. Also, if you want to look back down, Carrion is in its 15 minutes or 30 minutes that he's played is better than God of War, Halo 5, or is that Halo 4 or 5?
That's both.
Halo 4 and 5, Call of Duty Warzone, and Cyberpunk. So, 15 minutes of that was better than the entire time he played Halo 5.
That's probably true.
Interesting. All right. He has Bioshock Burial at Sea at B tier. Awesome.
Definitely deserves to be moved up. That is a great DLC. It's worth the money, and it's only a few hours, but it's... a great addition to Bioshock Infinite. Brings the story of all three games full circle. And for a series that Trey loves this much, I don't know why he ranked this one so low. He must have been high as balls. That's only guess.
Could have been. Austin, what extreme sport do you think of when I say Trey?
Oh, I think of hardcore skateboard grinding tricks and
that's
such.
True. Trey is skateboard man.
That's why he played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 remake.
and put it in B tier. I believe this is also a, I play this for a little bit and stop playing because it's hard.
I was talking to Zach a while ago, and he seems to think the same thing about this, that this is probably where it goes. Because he was like, the remake is great, but there's just not much to the game. Like, back in, what, 1999, whenever this came out or whatever, like, games weren't that robust, and this is just kind of a skating sim. It's like a tech demo, almost.
It's like playing any of those games that were at, like, a Pizza Hut or a CC's that require, yes, like, you to pump quarters or pump dollars in. But if, exactly, you, like, play them without that, it's like, wow, this game really doesn't have a whole lot.
Yeah. So that's probably appropriately placed.
Can you believe that Carrion, in the 15 minutes that Trey played it, is better than Halo 3? Because he set that up like this on purpose. So these,
oh, really?
Within the tier list, these are tiered. So,
really?
Yes, at the top of the tier list is the front of the tier list. So Uncharted Lost Legacies is the highest B-tiered game.
Well, he's wrong about Halo 3. It's of the trilogy, the original trilogy, I feel like I remember it being the weakest, but it probably deserves to be an A-tier. It's definitely not on the same level as a Metal Gear game.
It is also worse than Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 remake.
And only slightly better than Astro's Playroom,
which is a tech demo for the DualShock.
Yeah. Which was awful. I played it with Trey. It looks cool. There's not much you can do. It just shows off the controller, and it's really lame.
It was only slightly worse than Halo 3, though.
But it was a little bit better than Star Wars Squadrons, which
I've heard is
fun, but it's just kind of like an arcade game. Much to it.
Trey said it is, quote, not what I thought it was going to be.
Well, what did he think it was going to be?
I have no idea, but when I remember watching him rate this one, and he said, it's not what I thought it was. So, I don't know where in the trailer he got confused and thought this might be a Star Wars game that didn't involve you flying around in space. Because that
That's
was very...
his problem.
It's very clear in the trailer. It's also incredibly clear on the front of the box.
Yeah. Trey was probably high as balls.
I mean, that's what I know about him. This looks to be Metal Gear Ground Zero, I assume, which is interesting that they made a Twin Towers game out of Metal Gear.
All Metal Gear games, I'm just going to say, probably just belong in B.
Yeah. We'll get to my experience with a Metal Gear game later.
Okay.
With that game,
that rounds out B tier.
Yeah, that Metal Gear game though is better than Call of Duty Warzone. So, also Rogue Squadrons is also better than Call of Duty Warzone. So,
I love it.
We move up to A tier.
Okay, these are the games you would think are the best, but they're not because there's two more
tiers ahead of them
above this. So,
correct.
Take it away.
This would be Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice, which I have heard is a very good game, so I will not fight him on this one.
Okay, not played it. I'll agree with you there. Next,
are you Ratchet and Clank guy?
No, I'm not. Adam used to be because he was like PlayStation guy growing up. He and his brother really liked Ratchet and Clank and Jak and Daxter and all those like early 2000s PlayStation games.
Trey liked this game so much that he gave it to me to play. So I will be playing it this year, and I will report back, but I can almost guarantee you that it will not make A tier.
Okay, thank you. I don't know why this is even on here.
It looks like slightly better Spyro.
Well, it was worse than Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice.
That's true, but it was better than Bugsnax.
Uh-oh.
If anyone's listening, spoiler alert for Bugsnax. Just fast forward like a minute because I have to explain to Austin how insane this game is.
Okay.
Okay, so you know the premise of this game, right?
Yeah, you like catch little snacks and you give them to the animals on the island or the creatures on the island, and then it turns out there's like a sinister thing behind it or something.
Yeah, so all the Bugsnax are parasites.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is they've kidnapped your leader. They've kidnapped the leader of the little village. You fall down into a hole in the middle of the island, and she has become a creepy, spider-legged. She's made of sushi. She's got like a long sushi snake body, and she's got like weird, tenderly French fry spider legs. And she is fighting off the bug snacks, but it's like a body horror thing. It looks incredibly creepy. And then her girlfriend sacrifices herself to join her in this body horror, and then they sink the island, and everyone gets away safely.
That sounds awful.
It is
gruesome.
It is very gruesome. I think the reason I agree with this placement here is that the game promises you one thing and then delivers in a way you do not expect.
Okay. So how long was the game in total?
Bug Snacks is probably at most 10 or 12 hours.
Okay. Fair.
I think the gameplay's not that great, but the story's pretty cool.
Okay. So maybe B tier?
Possibly.
All right. Next is the original Resident Evil.
But the remake.
Okay, so it's not the tank controls.
No, it's not the one he was complaining about. No, this is the remade version.
Did you watch him play this?
No, but it's also good enough that he gave it to me. So, again, okay. I will play it, and I will let you know.
Sure. Next is Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary Edition, which is the first game remade. Probably deserves to be here. It's a really good... it's not a remake, but it's a remaster. Plays really well. There's some stuff in that game that, like, there's just some repetitive stuff and some confusing areas that keep it from being an S. But I think it's probably right to go here.
Do you think that it's worse than Bug Snacks?
Definitely not. And that's ridiculous, Trey.
Next, we have Spider-Man Miles Morales. This is where I admit, Austin, that I've lost so much time in the last couple days to Spider-Man.
Really? You're liking it?
Yeah, I am. It plays, in some ways, very similar to Arkham Asylum, which I loved. And so I've already picked up the 55 backpacks scattered across New York, and I've taken photos at all the landmarks and everything, so I'm doing all the side stuff right now. I really enjoy it. I've not played Miles Morales, but guess what? I think I'm going to put it in A tier. If it plays the same way as regular Spider-Man, but has more story, I'm in.
All right. I will agree with you there. I trust your word. Next is The Last Guardian, which was hyped. Not hyped, but it was just people were waiting for it for a long time. And it kind of came out,
forever.
And people were like, yes. Came out, and people were like, yeah, it's pretty good. No one was like blown away by
it. I fell asleep watching Trey stream this.
Okay.
Like I was streaming with I was streaming with him and I fell asleep.
So does it deserve A?
No. Okay. It does not. It's a B tier game at best.
Okay. Superhot. Have you played Superhot?
I've played the Flash game. I've not played the console version.
Okay. Super fun. Probably deserves to be here. I did not play super far into it, but I really enjoyed what I did play. Maybe could go to S, but I think it probably is fine in A.
Aminal Crossing.
I know Trey likes to rag on this, but I think it probably needs to go in S. It's of the series. It's far and away the best entry. It just looks great. It plays great. The connectivity is great. Everybody loved it. And I think it should be bumped up.
All right. Luigi's Mansion 3.
Probably fine here. What do you think? I mean, it was a really good game.
If it's not lower A tier, it's higher B tier.
Yeah.
It's fun. It didn't blow me away, but I had a good time with it.
Yeah. And as we're getting through this tier list, I'm now realizing how... not as bad this list is as we thought. We've kept most of it where it actually is.
Oh, just wait. So, we haven't gotten to S and double S tier yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is where it gets very Trey-y up in those two tiers.
Oh, it definitely will. Actually, it's going to get pretty Trey-y here in just a moment.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 3.
Well, Link to the Past.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I've played about halfway through it. It's really good. It's considered like the seminal Zelda game, like probably the best one. It does show its age a bit, so probably fine right here.
Mass Effect 3. This was Trey's favorite. I'm sorry. Yeah. Mass Effect 3. This one did not reach the heights of Mass Effect 2. He liked it enough, but didn't find the story as compelling as 2. For me, it's probably still an S. It's probably S tier for me, but it makes sense because I think Trey didn't double. I don't think he double S'd Mass Effect 2, but I don't remember. We'll find out later. But if he didn't double S it, then it makes sense. But if he did put it in double S tier, this probably should be S tier.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll take you where I've never done Mass Effect, so it's all you guys.
Speaking of games that Trey has not finished and seemingly hates every time I talk to him, he rated Night in the Woods an A tier.
I was going to say the same thing. He complains about that game so much. Why is it in A tier?
I think that this is an example of Trey needing to agree with the luminaries in gaming.
Yeah, I think so too. He hears that they think it's good, so then he suddenly thinks it's good as well.
I think it's the Adam effect.
It is the Adam effect, and that's what we'll name it officially on the show.
That's right. This is the Adam effect. Adam liked it, so Trey likes it.
Right.
Or Adam hated it, so Trey hates it. This next one looks to be Resident Evil, but I don't know enough about what game this is, so I'm going to skip it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. That a DLC for Wolfenstein, maybe? Or oh, no, wasn't there a DLC for Uncharted?
This is definitely, I think this is Resident Evil 2.
Oh, okay. All right. Skip it.
Yeah, I don't care. What Remains of Edith Finch? I watched Trey stream half of this.
Good?
Yeah. The story's cool. Like, it's a story-based game. The gameplay didn't look super fun. It's like, walk around the house and find out how all these people died.
Okay.
Shovel Knight. Trey is absolutely wrong. Shovel Knight is not an A-tier game. Shovel Knight is an S-tier game.
Okay, I know you are a big Shovel Knight guy.
Shovel Knight is an S-tier game. Trey's inability to play platformers does not take away from the fact this game is great. So,
okay.
He's wrong. Should be S-tier. And then finally, the lowest A-tier game, barely beating Uncharted Lost Legacy, is Super Mario Sunshine.
So, if I had not gotten the Super Mario 3D All-Stars remake and tried to play this again, I would have ranked it much higher. Just because it's a really pretty game. It's a really good game. It's very robust. There's a lot to it. You could play it for a month or two. But the controls are so bad. They're so difficult.
It shows its age. Yeah, absolutely. You can't it feels like a 20-year-old game.
Oh, absolutely. You can't change the y-axis, like it's inverse aiming no matter what, and you can't change it.
You can't spray. You can't like change. You can't move up and down with the flood right. While you're running.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So that's what's keeping it from being higher, but I think it's probably fine right there.
But it is worse than Night in the Woods, which Trey does not like, and Shovel Knight, which Trey also does not like. Mm-hmm. Shovel Knight and Night in the Woods are the same thing here. They're both really good games that Trey cannot bring himself to give lower than A tier, even though he knows he doesn't like them.
He should just be honest with himself.
That's he really should.
Most of his issues.
All right, here we go. We are reaching the S and double S tier rankings. Austin, I'm going to start with the back of S tier and work up, if you don't mind.
Okay.
We've got two games that don't even deserve to be in the conversation in S tier to start with. Mm-mm. At the very bottom of S tier, we have some Donkey Kong game and some other Donkey Kong game.
I think it's DK Kunch 1 and 2.
Guess what? These games suck.
They're terrible. They're just collect-a-thon, side-scrolling garbage that would be like what a high school game design class would make as their, like, their final.
They also look like that. You've got 2D backgrounds with 3D things to trick you into thinking that it's in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Music is good. That's the only thing I'll give it. I don't want to ride a rhino. I don't want to become a spider in the water. I don't want to ride a barracuda. I don't want to fling my pigtails around and fly. Game level design sucks. Mm-hmm. The game sucks. Neither of these should be S tier.
Agree. I'm going to put them in D.
Yeah, they're probably D tier.
I've enjoyed Fall Guys tremendously more than DK Kunch, so it's going down there.
Would you put Among Us as S tier, Austin?
Yeah, I think I probably would. Like, technically, from a technical standpoint, it's not a... it works fine, but it's the most fun I've had in a multiplayer experience in a long time. When you're with a group of friends, it works so well. It's either high A or low S. I think it's probably fine right here.
Return of the Obra Dinn is S tier, and that is fantastic. I 100% agree. It's an awesome game. Have you played it, Austin?
No, but I need to.
When you get a chance, you should play it because I think you're going to really dig it.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like it's right up my alley.
What do we have next, Austin? Which Halo is that?
That is Halo 2, which is most likely appropriately placed, but it could be higher. It's fantastic. Oh, this is Halo 2 Anniversary, which the cutscenes are, like, photorealistic. They've redone everything, all the textures and everything. It's fantastic. It's the best of the original trilogy, and it is just a great game all around. So I'm going to say move it higher, Trey.
Yeah, you don't think it should be lower than Banjo-Kazooie, which we're going to get to in a moment.
Oh, Jesus.
Ghost of Tsushima is higher than Halo. Trey really liked this game. It looks super boring, but somehow it made S tier. So if Trey likes to relax and play nothing, sure.
That's fine, but I think that is a result of the Atom effect a little bit, because all the hoity-toity pretentious reviewers...
giving it good stuff.
Yeah.
I got you. You know what pretentious reviewers are not giving S tier? Banjo-Kazooie.
Banjo-Kazooie deserves, at the very most, bottom of the C tier. And probably just should be in D tier.
A 64 game that has spared me to death for years.
Yeah, it's just another collectathon. Like, game that is just a bounce around and collect, puzzle pieces or something?
Yeah.
In Banjo-Kazooie?
There's just like, there's like 50 different collect-a-things.
Right.
Like, do you want to collect puzzle pieces? Do you want to collect mime hats? I don't know. Like, what do you want? Play something else.
Banjo-Kazooie, bottom of the list.
Yes, it should be below Maneater.
Yes.
That's where it deserves to be. Some other Resident Evil game, which we really can't comment on, so we're going to leave it.
It probably should be lower, though.
Yeah, just honestly, if anything, look at Trey's list, move every Resident Evil game down a tier, and that's probably accurate. next, we have Legend of Zelda, the one where you play as a wolf, I believe is the subtitle.
It's pretty good. I don't know if it deserves S tier. I need to go back and replay it, because it was one of my favorites in high school. But does it need to be an S? I don't know. Probably A.
Doom. This is, I believe, Doom Eternal.
Okay.
Sure.
It's Doom.
It looked fun. Whatever. Like, I watched him play it. It looked fun, so as long as he had a good time with it, it's probably, high A tier, but, whatever.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. I watched him play the first part of this, and I was surprised that this got S tier, because when I watched him play, he did not understand the controls, and he hated it. But I think it turned around, and he also played this with Peridactyl, which, what? This might be the Peridactyl effect, if I think about it.
Oh, yeah?
This game might not be S tier, but playing it with Peri made Trey have such a good time that it bumped it up.
Okay, I like that. We all need more people like that in our lives.
That's my guess, anyway. The next one's Titanfall 2, which I played all of 5 minutes of.
I love Titanfall 1, and I've heard Trey rave about this, and I know it got really good reviews. I think it probably deserves to be here, even though there wasn't a lot of fanfare when it came out. But I think it's a pretty solid game, if not A tier.
And then finally, at the top of S tier, not making double S tier, we have The Last of Us 2. Sure.
I guess. I mean, it won Game of the Year or whatever, and all the
everybody loved it.
People liked it. Trey just loves it. But he didn't want to go. He's getting a little too influenced by Adam and didn't want to go with the crowd, so he didn't put it in double S to seem like a homer. That's why it's an S.
I do love looking back at this, just because in the same tier you have Among Us and The Last of Us 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fun to look at.
Right.
So that's Among insane. Us, Austin, is also better than, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Resident Evil, Legend of Zelda Link to the Past, Super Mario Sunshine, God of War 3, Halo 3,
insane,
Warzone, Cyberpunk. It's fun to look back and see, what is this game better than?
That's our boy.
And then, in the most Trey way possible, the double S tier represents Trey down to his very essence. Austin.
Yes.
Go ahead and start, if you will.
Well, rounding out double S, at a surprisingly low spot in the tier, Mario 64.
Should be lower.
I thought this was... Yeah. I mean, if you're playing it today, the camera controls are so infuriating, it's an A or a B game. At the time, this
the only way I can play it.
Yeah. It's still really fun. I enjoyed it much more than I thought I was going to when I played the remake. So I'm going to say this is, should probably be high A. But I'm surprised Trey put it so low, seeing it as it's his favorite game of all time.
Yeah, I would probably say this is, for me, probably low A tier. High B tier. So okay. If we average that out, it's an A tier game. But boy, does it suck. Next, we have Legend of Zelda, the one where you ride on the water.
The Wind Waker, and this absolutely deserves to be in double S tier. This is probably my favorite Zelda game, if not Link's Awakening. And it's inspired countless adventures for me in the real world, and I love it so much. And deserves to be up there.
And then you have the best game of the Super Mario All-Stars, Super Mario Galaxy. Absolutely deserves to be double S tier. The controls are still good. It's a crisp looking game. It's fun. It has a bunch
Music's
of variety.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm surprised Trey would put any other Mario game above 64, but
it is.
Here we are.
It is certainly the best of those Mario games. It's head and shoulders above Super Mario 64, and it's like doubly better than Sunshine, which I love. So this is fair.
Sure.
The next one, we have Mass Effect 2. Trey loved this game. This is an incredible game. Double S tier is absolutely warranted. It's a great game about you got to get your crew together. You got to get your crew. You got to get them to trust you. You got to go break into the Bellagio, the space Bellagio.
Sounds pretty fun, actually. I've not played any Mass Effect games, but that sounds...
It's not actually a casino, but you are going to... break into a place where they're turning humans and aliens into, like, mush.
Oh, God.
And then next is another one of these dang Metal Gear Solid games.
I know Trey avoided this one for a long time. It didn't pique his interest for any reason. I don't know why it's up here. I didn't hear him talk about it. It didn't seem like it...
I believe this is the one I watched him play. And all he did in this game was just show me the cleavage on one of the characters. And there's like a shower scene. And he was like, look, check this out. I can turn on the shower and make her shower.
Okay, that's the most Trey thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, and you can. He would equip her other outfit, which is basically nothing.
Oh, is she the one who breathes through her skin?
Yeah, or something like that.
Okay, I'm going to put this in B. Just to make Trey mad.
I'm putting this in the H tier. Like hentai.
All right, with Hoonie Pop.
Yeah, this is H tier. And then
last but not least, what do we have, Connor?
I believe this is Outer Worlds.
I think this is Outer Wilds.
Is it? I don't know. They
it's cropped in the thing right here. I think it's Outer Wilds.
Two games the same thing, which pisses me off.
I've really wanted to play this, and it looked fantastic, and I know Trey raved about it and said it was his game of the year, and there it is.
I think this is a game we probably should both play.
I have it. I bought it, like, a few months ago. I need to play it. Maybe I'll start tonight.
I would say, overall, Trey's tier list is a 75% agree.
Yeah. More than I thought I was going to agree with, but still a lot of very Trey decisions in here.
There are quite a few Trey decisions in here as well. Well, Austin, any final words on our fearless leader?
I'm excited to see Trey's 2021 list, see where Hades lands, and anything else. Any other games? I don't know what he's playing.
I think Hades, just like Shovel Knight, is going to end up lower than you think it should.
I don't like that.
Nope. Seems like a game that Trey's going to chronically underrate.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you for joining us on this tour through Trey's tier list.
Mm-hmm.
And until the next time, we want to kick Trey in the nuts.
Yeah, if we need to scrutinize anything he does, you can catch us here, and you can be guaranteed that we will do it.
That's right. So we've no agenda other than to kick Trey in the nuts.
Exactly. Well, thanks, Connor.
See you, Austin.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. How could I make you understand? We are radiant beams of light, shining bright even when we are small. In the fall.
This is where it picks up. The snare coming in. Feels good. Gets you hyped. People know the chorus by this point, so they can sing with you when you go.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. Huh. Huh. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
When was it? Tell me.
In the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall
you guys are
in the summertime.